something for the weekend. Good morning. This is Trina Mara and we've got the skin nerd Jennifer Rock on the line. Now, this lady has become so famous in the world of beauty. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Trina. How are you?
Great. Do you ever get a bad skin day or does that ever happen in your world?
Of course, I think that's the reality of everything that I represent, is that it's not supposed to be flawless. It's not supposed to be Instagram worthy filter, that we all are just craving to have healthy skin, whatever that looks like for you, whatever your genetic predisposition is. And then just teaching people as to what to use and what not to use. So that it's almost like a form of self-care. And then bearing in mind that the skin is an organ, so many different elements tend to impact it. We're not completely in control of it. What can we do to try to have it as healthy as it possibly can be? Because it is the barrier from the outside world. So I think it's more of a health angle that obviously then benefits aesthetically, but more the health angle is what I'm keen to promote.
Oh, lovely. So you started this such a long time ago. When did you, do you remember first kind of being a bit obsessed with skin, Jennifer?
You know, I have been obsessed with skin for nearly as long as I can remember. I recall as an early teenager, before Booth was in Ireland, my mum driving me across the border at that stage, and we went to Booth and we kind of did an entire trip, and just, I fell in love with the concept of the cleansing ritual. And I suppose throughout my teenage years then I actually suffered with my own skin, so I think that's why that gives me quite a lot of empathy when people contact to say that I don't feel good on my skin, or I won't leave the house, I won't even go upstairs. Like, a lot of people are obviously working from home, working upstairs, downstairs, they won't leave their bedroom without makeup on. It's a defense force for them. And so trying to educate people and relate to people to say that, you know, that's okay, but let's try and help it that you don't feel you have to hide behind your own makeup. And let's talk about, why do you get the spots? What's triggering the dryness? A lot of the time people say, I've tried everything, but it's more, it's like me saying to you, I go to the gym and I've tried everything, but if I didn't have someone to guide me, I've probably tried, but maybe not done the right technique, or maybe I just don't quite know what I'm doing. And I think that's where skincare is a freaking minefield. There's so much out there that people just are confused by. It's quite a saturated market. There's a lot of conflicting information. There's a lot of misinformation. So trying to cut through a lot of that and making it simple. Honestly, even though, like everyone, I'm working from home, I don't spend 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes in the morning on my skin. It's about 120 seconds and probably similarly at night. So it doesn't have to be as complicated or as fearful, and definitely does not have to be as expensive as many tend to think.
Oh, this is it now. This is exactly, you've hit the nail on the head, Jennifer. A lot of people think that I need to spend an absolute fortune and I need to have 55 products to use every day. What, in your opinion, are the essential products and what's the essential routine we should all be doing?
So for me, it's quite simple with regards to steps. So if you remember when we would have been growing up, it would have been cleanse, tone, moisturize. And there were brands out there that really kind of personified that step-by-step process. And I think we all love step-by-step. There's no denying it. But technology has changed. And as a result of that, innovation and how products work and how ingredients penetrate. So I actually am a bigger fan of double cleansing, which sounds a little bit more tedious. But it's honestly just that you would have a quick cleanse before your thorough cleanse. I don't know what kind of a person you are, but the way I tend to wash my dishes is I'll rinse my dish really quickly before I put it in the dishwasher, and it tends to get a better rinse. So that's kind of the analogy I use for dishwashing and for washing your face. You give a little kind of a quick cleanse, and then your second cleanse is a good 60 seconds, really thorough, all over. It takes the day away. Or if you do it in the morning, you're really preparing your skin throughout the day, because at night, a lot of skin cells tend to exfoliate. Your skin is regenerating itself. There's quite a lot of secretions on the surface of the skin than tends to happen during the day. Then secondly, it's the serum. So in lieu of a moisturizer, which was, I suppose, the trends a couple of decades ago, serums are just lighter weight versions of moisturizers, which means that they can penetrate in further. Bearing in mind that the skin is an organ, it's actually designed not to penetrate anything in. So you need a lot of technology and just those clever chemistry to be able to ensure that you get the active ingredient that can actually change the health of the skin, change the color, change the texture, change the clarity, change the healing ability. You need those ingredients to get in. And if they can't get in, then they're just sitting on the top like a lid, whereas we want them underneath. Okay. And then SPF. I know on this island of ours, sitting here on a day that maybe isn't so beautiful outside, but the reality is that that daylight that we have 365 days of the year, not just the sunny, heated, beautiful days midsummer, they do have a negative impact from a health perspective. Obviously, we work quite a lot with the Irish Cancer Society at times. And then also from an aesthetic perspective, if you are exposing yourself to a lot of light, and that's even while you're indoors, unfortunately, not to be the bearer of bad news and not to scaremonger, but just to give awareness, it can lead to pigmentation, which is kind of like freckling and dark mottling. It can lead to broken capillaries, which manifest as redness, and I suppose just accelerated aging, so looking a little bit older than your years. So Trina, honestly, it's cleanse quickly in the morning, then a true cleanse thereafter. So two cleanses in the morning. Okay. A serum, ideally with vitamin A or C in it. I could do a whole session on that. Maybe that's not for today, but that's what you're to look out for. And then SPF. And then going to bed at night, the really good news is you can use the same cleanser as the morning. You can use the same serum as the morning. You don't need an SPF going to bed. So you don't really have to invest as much as people think. Like you said, 60 odd products. And like, you know, you don't need all that stealthy, crazy amount of products. You really don't. Just simple, effective, results driven does the job.
Okay, you don't need an extension on the house to store all the products as well.
You could try. You could see. Imagine that on the application form to the bank. I would like to have a skin wardrobe, please.
Forget about the shoes. It's all about the skin products. When you say cleanser, do you mean like a face wash, or do you mean a cream cleanser, or does it matter?
Yeah, good question. Either or. I tend to find that there's almost an epidemic of over exfoliation whereby people psychologically tend to prefer washes at times, but by and large washes will have ingredients that are slightly more exfoliating, slightly more astringent. Ultimately they mop up oil more, and sometimes that can give you like that short-term satisfactory feeling that you feel squeaky clean. But if you ever feel squeaky clean, if you're using any product that makes you feel like that, I would argue that it's taking the natural oils that are there away. So it's kind of like if you think, well, I'm not great at this, but people always tell me the best analogy would be if you're polishing a wooden table, you know, you want to obviously clean it, but you don't want to take any of the natural kind of residue. You want to look after the table. And that's the same way with skin. We're overdoing it. So it's actually about simplifying it. 2021, the trend, if you will, is called skip care. So it's about making it less and just a bit more impactful. So I'm a bigger fan of endorsing or encouraging people to use really lightweight cleanses that give back to the skin. Anyone that's kind of heard me talk before in the past will know that I always describe skincare to a dinner plate. So bear with me, right? But we all know that we're supposed to have, you know, our carbohydrates every day, a certain amount of fats every day, a certain amount of protein every day, drink our water every single day. And we know that all of those elements help us to be the healthiest humans we can be. And it doesn't actually matter if you identify as a man or a woman, if you're 12 or 92, regardless, those key ingredients inside are like the baseline of a healthy us. And then after that, some people take supplements, some people don't, some people need more protein than others, and so on and so forth. But the basis is similar. And that analogy is probably the best and most powerful analogy in skincare. So rather than getting distracted by all the celebrity endorsements and all the crazy steps you can use, the checklist of ingredients, if I can encourage anyone to look to see what they have themselves at home, or when they're considering replenishing to see what it is that they might need that they're missing at the moment. And cleanser is a cleanser. I'm a fan of probiotic cleansing, just gives the good bacteria back to the skin. Hyaluronic is an ingredient that has become quite trendy of late. We all have it, Trina, and then from 30 onwards, it tends to diminish. So I'll leave that up to you when you figure you should start taking or using it.
40 next month.
Yeah, but it's just, I suppose, an ingredient that is like chucking water at your face, but it actually can penetrate in. So it just gives moisture, it gives kind of hydration, it gives a dewy glow. Vitamin A genuinely is the game changer in terms of skin health. So that'll be the one I would consider researching, looking up online. Anyone ever has any questions, they can always ask us, of course. But it's the one that really, whether I've worked alongside dermatologists or whether I've worked alongside plastic surgeons in my past, they all tend to agree that that's the key ingredient, to be honest. Yeah. And then SPF, protect. So just protect against the future, like I said. And then other things are like, you know, the sheet masks and hydrating masks and toners and spritzes. They're all kind of additional. But if you have those key ingredients in your skincare inverted commas diet every single day, then, you know, after a month or so, you will see changes, because it's about putting back into the body what the body needs, as opposed to buying the prettier kind of more celebrity endorsed products just for the sake of it. Unless you have the base right, you're not maybe really helping your skin as best you could. And that's okay, because it is confusing out there.
Jennifer, you mentioned there about before Boots came to Ireland, and you'd go up north with your mum to go and get your favorite beauty products. I think when people go into a shop like that and they're picking out what they need, sometimes we tend to go for whatever is on offer. Or say, for example, you would normally have oily skin, but they didn't have it in stock at the time, and you just grab whatever. That's the worst thing to do, isn't it? You should just wait until they have it in stock, the one that you need.
Yeah, I think the reality is trying to find a regime that actually makes a difference to your skin and staying true to it. If you chop and change too much, it's not going to serve your skin well. Now, in saying that, if you try a brand and the only thing it does for you is, inverted commas, not react, like that's such a common answer for people, I'll say, like, why do you love that brand? Or, you know, what is it that you see the difference with your skin when you're using it? And the reply that I typically get is, well, it's fine with my skin. It doesn't react. That's not enough. There are brands out there for similar prices that you can get more value for your money that will help change the clarity in your skin, just the general brightness. You know yourself, as you said earlier, do I get a bad skin day? We all know what our good skin day and our not so good skin day tends to look like. So it's about trying to just work with ingredients that are putting back into the body, like the broccoli of your skin. Mm. You know, you don't see a difference overnight, but after a month or two, you can feel the difference if you're being, you know, really strict with it internally. The same analogy applies externally. So I would encourage people to find a brand that works for them with the ingredients that, like the checklist I just went through. Take a photograph, you know, on day one, and it's just for yourself. It doesn't have to be for your Instagram, you know, profile or for your WhatsApp profile picture, anything. It's just to take a photograph in daylight with your skin, nothing on it, and just see, you know, what do you see? Do you see a little bit of brownness? Do you see open pores? Do you see a little bit of redness? How's your skin responding? And after a month, you should see some changes in order to know that that product is truly actively working on your skin, as opposed to just pacifying and hydrating it. Mm. And that's where skincare has evolved, that it can do a little bit more than it was able to, say, when I was younger.
Yeah. Jennifer, is it normal to have redness or any kind of reaction after using a product? Because like what you mentioned there, people saying, oh, they buy products because it's the only one that doesn't give them a reaction. I'm like a lot of people in that. I think everything has been giving me a reaction and I end up with my face goes bright red no matter what I use. At what point do you kind of go, oh, this definitely is not normal, or should there be some sort of redness?
There's a lot of brands that we would have in our virtual store, for example, and they are what we call active skincare. So in a legal capacity, all skincare are called cosmetics. So a lot of people will hear things such as cosmeceuticals or pharmaceuticals and dermaceuticals. And there's a lot of marketing-led names that really carry no weight whatsoever out there. But to break it down from a consumer's perspective, there are brands out there, like if you think of the E45, the Silk Cox Face, the Pond's, I remember the Astra creams of old, and those creams are designed just to hydrate and pacify. If you ever used any of those and they caused any irritation, then that would be what we would call an adverse reaction. It's not what you would want. However, there's brands that I tend to love. So the more challenging brands, in that they challenge your skin, they help you get, as I was saying earlier, like true results. And it slowly does it. But brands like that would be Murad, Image, Environ, Neostrata, SkinCeuticals. So they're slightly on the pricier side, even our own brand, Skingredients. So for me, it's all about trying to work with, like, we have an internal chemist that I work with day in, day out to ensure our own formulations are top notch. But those products can sometimes, honestly, those products sometimes can give you a little bit of dryness, a little bit of extra oiliness, a little bit of even a little bit of redness, but not that it's a reaction. It's more like when you go for a walk and you've pushed yourself, okay, you will sweat. Or you might be a little bit tender the next day because it's been a while since you've done it. But it's like a healthy level of challenge. But if someone's getting, you know, hives or blotchiness or anything, then no, that's an absolute no-go. That's never what we want. Back to the fact that I feel and fear that a lot of people and brands alike tend to not respect the skin, whereas for me, a lot of the reason why people are actually getting irritations from products, and don't give anything for this, because I'm not saying it's you, sometimes it's not the product, sometimes it's the fact that our barrier, which is what our skin is, hasn't actually been truly treated. So ingredients like ceramides are really important to get into your skincare. So in moisturizers, you can get them in spritzes. There's lots of ways to get that ingredient in. And that's actually what makes up our barrier. But then wind, pollution, light, exfoliation, tanning it, etc., tends to take those natural ingredients away. And then your skin is more susceptible to the environment.
Okay.
Then we put a new brand on it. It reacts. We blame the brand. But actually, it's almost like the top little tiny bit of layer of our skin isn't as calm as it could be. And so it is going to react to whatever we give it.
Okay. Now, here's a question. I'm asking this for a friend, Jennifer.
Really? Inverse a comment?
Yeah, this is for a friend. Say if you were somebody who drank copious amounts of tea every day and zero water, would Jennifer Rock, the skin nerd, be giving out about that?
I think, you know what, I think in life there's so many restrictions, honestly, always, not just 2020 and 2021, but I'm not one of those people that I hope people can feel we're approachable. So I don't give out. It's not my responsibility to, in a sense. What I do try to do is educate people that there'll be a certain amount of caffeine in that. And caffeine can act in many different ways within skincare. So that it's a diuretic, or that it dehydrates the skin. ironically and interestingly, caffeine in another way can actually be a fantastic brightening ingredient around the eye area. So it really depends on whether it's being consumed or whether it's being applied topically, such as the eye cream concept. So I don't give out. I just would say that if you're taking something away from the body, or if you're putting something in that isn't, you know, ideal, then why don't you just try and compensate it with having, you know, essential fatty acids are huge for the skin. They really help to lock in moisture, arguably more than any moisturizer I could topically tell you to put on. So when somebody comes to me and say, I drink tea, or I'm a coffee drinker, or my diet isn't amazing, I'll try to talk about, like, what can we realistically put in? Is it supplements? And that's not to say, oh, this is permission not to eat well. It's just we all need a helping hand at times, particularly at the start, just to get the right key ingredients in and not beat ourselves up. I mean, tea, if that's going to be your biggest vice, Tina, I mean, honestly, you're doing well in life. So I think
What do you mean my vice? I was asking for a friend.
Your
I told
friend's
you.
Vice. Apologies. Your friend's vice. But you know what I mean? Like this, I think that people are dwelling or sitting an awful lot on chocolate. And some people will contact us and say, like, I literally am addicted. So we'll actually refer them on for therapy, because that's beyond our remit. Like, why are they having it? But what we do tend to get presented with is a lot of spots, because a lot of sugar in the diet will accelerate and exacerbate inflammation. And spots are a form of inflammation. So more bacteria is present. So in that regard, we would encourage people to kind of wean themselves off it. But I'm not a dietitian, so we refer on. I don't know why you're leaning on it, so we'll refer on. But the skin element, we would encourage people to reduce their sugar. Sugar really is, in the skin world, it's the enemy. It's the one that tends to irritate eczema, psoriasis, acne, accelerates aging. In fact, just to leave you on a really positive note, Trina, for you and your friends, you know when, or I don't know if you do, but if I look in the mirror, I have lines from my eyes that go out to the side, like a normal smile line, perfect. But I also have a couple of little lines, tell nobody, that go downwards. So it looks like almost a crisscross pattern, like a hot cross bun or a hashtag on the side of my eye.
Yeah.
And that's because of sugar. So there's no eye cream in the world that will fix that until you would reduce your sugar intake.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's mad,
after
because
Christmas,
I don't eat sweets either.
You don't, do you not?
I'm clearly lying, Jennifer.
You're like, oh my goodness, I'm at all. Like the month after Christmas, how have you not had a rose or a celebration or a Ferrero Rocher? Again, I'm talking on behalf of a friend.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's just being aware that, you know, obviously what we put into our body, whether it's goodness, whether it's not so, maybe not always goodness, whether we drink our water, whether we don't, whether we have time for ourselves. In, like, I have written two books. Why would you write two books, Jennifer? But it's a long process, but it's always just to educate. But the point is, and the theme between both of my books, and just everything we talk about all the time, is to educate people that what you're putting into your body, see your skin as an organ. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't, as we say, have to be too expensive. It can be very affordable, simple steps. And just take photographs. I think that's the key thing, so you can start to monitor your own difference. And we try to encourage and teach people to become almost like their own skincare manager.
Yeah.
So that you know what to do, what not to do when your skin is or isn't having a good skin day.
Yeah, because the point is, at the moment as well, if you're used to going in to get your facials and getting professional help, you can't do that right now. So you need to do your best at home, really, don't you?
It's so hard. Like, the majority of my closest friends are all salon owners or clinic owners or working in the same or department stores. And it's tough. It's so tough. I was in my local shop yesterday, Lenny was buying essential goods, and he just said, thanks so much for the business. And it was just a tearjerker, because you just realise how hard it is for everyone out there, yourself included, trying to work from home and run a show, and us trying to keep businesses and keep people employed. It's definitely hard. And I suppose you can't support salons really right now. So where we're finding, I suppose, our most commonly read interviews or articles on our own website, or the most common asked questions on social media. Our social media is like just constant question. We love it. It's what we want to be. But it's exactly that. What do I do when I can't go for my facial? And people have a little bit more time, and we're looking at our skin so much more. A lot of people are working on Zooms. So we're just looking at ourselves all day. I think the reality is, honestly, and I'm not trying to be a broken record, those steps I spoke about earlier, cleanse, serum, SPF, and then at night, cleanse and serum, are the absolute basic. After that, you can play with skincare, it can be fun, you can dabble, but get those steps right, try to look after your diet as best you can. And if you're going to use makeup for yourself, try and look into what we call a mineral makeup brand. So a brand that the ingredients are actually minerals, so they actually tend to help the skin as opposed to just camouflage the skin. Okay. So looking at the skin in three different ways: inside, diet, stress, etc. And I don't mean that flippantly, because stress is, I think, in everyone's life right now, and it does impact the skin. Externally, what can you buy that isn't expensive, that will make a difference? What brands, what ingredients? And then makeup, just make sure it's reputable.
Jennifer, how can we find you on social media? And I'm definitely getting you on again. We've loads more to talk about, but we're running out of time. I want to talk about the book and everything. We'll have you on another day. So what? How can we follow you on social media?
So the brand is The Skin Nerd. So you can find us on theskinnerd.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. And honestly, any question you have, example, if you got different products from different people over the last few weeks for presents and you're not sure how to use them or how to mix them in with what you have, you can honestly send us a message or an email and the team will come back to you. So we are there first and foremost for education. And then our own brand is skingradiants.com, which is a year and a half old. And honestly, the amount of support we've had from it from fellow Irish people just getting behind us as a brand right now has been insane. But same thing, any questions not specific to our brand, just fire them over. And yeah, I'd love to back at some stage. There's always so much to talk about. Skincare is one of those things that I think no matter what age, you'll have a query. And I think my last word really would be, see it as an organ. Try not to put pressure on yourself. It doesn't have to be flawless. You don't have to always have great skin days, but you can control it and empower yourself to feel better literally in your own skin by just getting the right ingredients onto it on a daily basis, like your food, just taking control of it.
Okay, listen, you're very good. Thank you so much, Jennifer Rock there, The Skin Nerd. Did you get enough info there? I think we learned quite a bit, and we'll definitely talk to you again. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.